glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we worship you. Father, we give you the praises. Hallelujah. Kabio Hosio. Kabio Hosio. You are the God of heaven and the earth. Kabio. Unquestionable God. Oh God, be O-C-O, Baba. You are the God of heaven and the earth. Kabio O-C-O, Kabio. Father, we worship you as you're starting today's first Bible study of the righteous women. Lord, we are asking for your grace, your power, your spirit to dwell in us, to help us, to teach us your truth. That will help us throughout this year 2021, so that your name be glorified, so that your name be magnified, so that your name will be exalted in our life. For you are the awesome God, the God that causes one to laugh and to jubilate. Father, we give you the glory. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us, that we are able to come here this evening. Father God, we say thank you. We say hallelujah unto your holy name. Jehovah God, we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the first Righteous Women program. Hallelujah. We started a little bit late because you know we are women. And I hope those who are online, they will understand that a woman is a woman. We have so many things to take care of. Too many things. And today being a Saturday, being a lockdown, is also not easy. Hallelujah. We are going to be talking about Sarah. Last year, we analyzed Eve. And of course, you can always get the former teachings on our Facebook, just as you're watching now, Anointing of God Ministries Facebook page. We dealt the first two times we met, because we started meeting late last year. We started the program again online. It's not as if we don't meet, but we have never been doing it online. We started it again online. Hallelujah. But because of the lockdown, that has been obstructing the regularity of it. Hallelujah. But if you go to Facebook page for Anointing of God Ministry, you scroll back, you will be able to see the first two teachings that we had, which was on the life of Eve. Today we are going to talk about the life of Sarah, which is the second woman that was actually talked about, also to some extent, excessively, like Eve. Because the woman that was mentioned in between is the wife of Noah. And the Bible only tells us, told us that Noah entered with his wife and Noah came out with his wife. So we didn't have much story talks about obedience anyway, of a woman that follows the vision of the husband. But we want to also see something that is broad. Let's open to the book of Isaiah 54. Isaiah 51, not 54. Because I had the barrenness in my brain, that is why I'm going to Isaiah 54. Isaiah 51, verse 2, you can read, and I hope they will hear your voice.
Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him.
Amen. Like she read, he said, look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bear you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. It's so amazing what the Bible has said here. Because the Bible mentioned two persons. But yet, it ended with only one person. Amen?
Amen.
He mentioned two persons. He said, look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bears you. But then when he started talking about calling, when he started talking about blessing, when he started talking about increasing, the word become him. He said, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. What about Sarah that was attached to the name of Abraham? So I was going through this study of Sarah. I started thinking about the first introduction that was given concerning this young woman that was called Sarah in the Bible. And I started asking myself, as I tried to meditate, what was the problem with Sarah? Why, even when the name was referred to, she was not really in the picture. She was always referred to as a second person. She was always not the one that one will say, like some people will say, that Sarah had faith. Well, I read the Bible, I'm convinced in another way. I see her as somebody who had doubt and was full of doubt. Amen.
Amen.
But nevertheless, everybody is allowed to have his or her own opinion. Now, that was a prophetic utterance referring to Sarah, because we know Isaiah to be a prophet and a major prophet for that matter. Now let's go into the story of Sarah himself, or Sarah herself, as we learned in the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis chapter 11 verse 29 and 30. You can read that for us. Even up to 31. Yes, Genesis 11, anyone can read it. Genesis 11, verse 30 or 29, verse 29, 30 and 31, please.
Okay.
From 29, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I hope the light is bright enough, we can on the other light, yeah.
And Abraham and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Isha. But Sarah was barren, she had no child. And Sarah took Abraham his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there.
Hallelujah. God bless you, daughter.
Huh. Amen.
Talking about Sarah, the first introduction of this woman was negative. He said that Abraham and Nahor, the children of Terah, they took wives. Now, the name of Abraham's wife was first of all mentioned. It said the name of the wife of Abraham was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah. Now, Her name was just mentioned and nothing else was mentioned with her name in that verse. But the name of the wife of Nahos was mentioned, and the name of the father, and also every kind of everything. He said the name of Nahos' wife was Micah, the daughter of Arah, the father of Micah, the father of Ishah. They name her back to her generation. Name her back to goodness. Name her back to fruitfulness. Now, when it came to Sarah, which was a family member anyway, Sarah was part of the household of Terah himself. Because later on, we got to find out that Sarah was actually the half-sister of Abraham. Hallelujah. Because they were of the same father, and not of the same mother. According to Abraham, he said, and she became my sister. That one is a story for another time. Nevertheless, when now they wanted to talk about Sarah, something so extraordinary at the beginning of the word of God, it's like we are talking and referring to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. He said, but Sarai was barren. She had no child. Introduced with negativity, with nothing good about her to be introduced with. He doesn't say that, oh, but she was a good woman, though she was barren. There was no say, ah, she was this, but was barren. He said, but this one that Abraham carried, barrenness was in her. And when I study her, I come to see that she was not just barren because she does not have child, has referred to in this particular place. She was barren in so many places. She was barren in so many things. This unfruitfulness was inside her generationally. It was something that was following her from one place to the other that even affects any area that she brings herself into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, but Sarah was barren. She had no child. Nevertheless, Sarah went with the husband according to the word of God, because the Bible said in the book of Genesis 12 that God had called Abram, that Abram should leave his city and go to another place. And Genesis 12:5 said that Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they have gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came. They went out. But what is the background of the family of Abraham, of Abram? Terah, the father of Abram, and the father of Sarai, and the grandfather of Lot, was an idol worshiper. The goodness of God leads us to repentance. God called him, even though Abraham was from the family of idol worshiping. But God chose him because God found a heart, a kind of heart in him, in Abraham, that will meet and that is fitting for his purpose. At times we wonder, people from the world, people that are not Christian, how is it that God is using them? God has created everyone and each one of us, women, with our purpose to be fulfilled.
Yes.
At every particular time in the history of our destiny and our life. Now, Sarah had something inside her that it's at times a result of bowing and worshiping and following the wrong deity, the wrong God. Remember that even Terah, the father, died in Haran because his mentality and his spirituality and his way of life was a barrier.
What he has taught Abraham cannot help the purpose of God to be fulfilled in the life of Abraham and in the life of his daughter Sarah. But Sarah inherited something that was totally bad from his from her grandfather or from her own from her father or from her mother. It is called barrenness. Right from the beginning, she was introduced as a woman that was barren, a woman that has no child, a woman that has no fruitfulness. And when I look into her life, I saw that in so many ways, there is nothing fruitful in the life of Abraham, of Sarah, because she came out from a generation. She came out from a people that were idol worshippers. From dryness. That is where she came out from. She came out from dryness of the things of God. Remember in the book of Genesis 1, he said that God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form, and the earth was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That was the kind of life, the kind of destiny that Sarah had, because she came out from darkness. She came out from a formless and a void home. That was the path that she inherited, according to my own understanding, from Terah, her father, and the father of Abraham, who became her husband. God created her to be a very beautiful woman. God created her to be a princess. The meaning of her name, Sarai, means princess. But she was princess from the outward appearance, not princess from the inside. She was not a princess with the things of God. She was void and she was without form. So the Bible says she was barren. I am going somewhere. She inherited barrenness. She inherited the part of her father that was not good. And she needed something to make her to become fruitful. And throughout the journey of her life, she did not understand what she missed in her life. What was actually the thing that was keeping her down? She tried to do so many things. The Bible told us that she was calling the husband my Lord, my master. She knew how to respect the husband. She knew how to do the traditional things. But she missed the better thing that she actually needed. Why do I say that? The very next verse, or rather, chapter. When they were going, there was a famine in that chapter 12. There was a famine, and the first assignment still tells you why she remains barren. Abraham said, I'm afraid of my life. I'm afraid of my life. Lie because of me so that I will live. Does God like liar?
No.
Did God not say that lie is of the devil?
Yes.
And he has been a liar right from the beginning? You see, that is why I say, when people say Sarah has faith, I look at the journey of her life and I ask myself how many times I'm unable to see how she has been able to assist the husband. Now, one thing, Sarah, like I said, now she called the husband my Lord. She was humble when it comes to traditionally honoring her husband, traditionally respecting her husband. But the Bible tells us, still in the book of Genesis, when God was talking about Abimelech, he said, go and tell Abraham to pray for you, because Abraham is a prophet. The person's wife you have taken is a prophet. We'll come to that. So, but when you look at the spirituality of Sarah, was still full of the knowledge of idolism, where you can lie, where you can cheat, where you can misbehave, and your heart will not judge you. That was Sarah's character. The same thing affected Abraham. But look at God talking to Abraham. And Abraham was building altar. Abraham was building relationship with God. Sarah was building relationship traditionally. There was a conflict. I mean, you cannot assist your husband if both of you don't have the same focus. You can't assist your husband as a virtuous woman if both of you are not following the same right path. They succeeded in every wrong, in every right path in the things of the world. But when it comes to the things of God, one of them was gaining understanding and the other one did not gain understanding along. Because both of them, they were ordinary people at the beginning. Both of them were learning, but they didn't grow pari passu. Why did I say that? The Bible keep mentioning Abraham building altars. I have not seen where I will read that the wife was with him while he was building the altars. Do you understand what I mean? I know that the Bible always called the name of men, but remember when he was talking about Noah, and Noah built the altar after the flood. Noah was there with his family, and it was mentioned. Do you get my point? Noah was there with his family, and it was mentioned. And God repeated the blessing. But when it comes, you say, and Abraham built. And Abraham built. And Jacob built. What about the family? What about the carrying along? And Sarah on his own did not make attempt. When it comes to Rebecca, the Bible says she had a twin inside her and she went to the Lord to pray by herself. Was it Rebecca or which of the women? Well, we know, we'll get to that. My brain is not very clear on that. But I think so. Rebecca was the one that had Esau and Isaac. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, the first assignment that she followed was that she should lie. And she lied from 16 of 12. Because the husband begged. He said so that she would be able to live. And she lied because she's used to lie. It wasn't a problem to her. She said, anything you ask me to say, I will say it. There was no fear of the Lord. But you said, Almighty God said we should go somewhere. I'm following you to go to where we are going. Is it also this kind of instruction? Does it come from your Almighty God that we should lie? The Bible says she lied, and because of her, Abraham was blessed. Because she was so beautiful. That was all what she had. Outward beauty. Outward princess. But not inward. You need to be a virtuous woman to the core. Right from the inside. We come to that. I have to be quick. Or maybe we have a part two of this teaching. The Bible says she got money. Pharaoh blessed Abraham because of her. But God afflicted the house of Pharaoh because of her. She received blessing. The God that was fighting her, the curse that was following her. You give her blessing, you receive the curse. She was barren. She has nothing good to offer you for any good that you do to her. Do you see what I'm saying? That yoke needed to be broken, and some of us, we go through that. When people come to you, you are rich, you are good. But you near them, wahala is entering their life. What is transferring? What outcome that it is true that when the people meet you, that is when they had problem. Something needs to be broken. The relationship needs to be smooth with God. Sarah was beautiful. She was admirable. But whoever she went close to, because she was living in a life of deception, she deceived everybody around her. And because she deceived Pharaoh, alongside with her husband, Pharaoh, with his open heart, received her into the house. But thank God that God keep protecting the man not to sleep with the woman for his own program's sake. Otherwise, Pharaoh would have slept with Abraham's wife, with Sarah. The same thing Abimelech would have done. We knew that God was protecting Sarah for his own plan's sake, because God told Abimelech, I was the one that did not allow you to sleep with her. Because if you sleep with her, it will kind of tarnish my destiny. God was protecting them in their sin, protecting them in their wrongdoing, training them, being patient and long-suffering with them. But she was afflicting every people she gets close with the curse that she carried from her father's womb. May the curse of your father's house and that of your mother's house not become a barricade for your life this 2021. In your mighty name of Jesus. Remember that Jesus is the one that has destroyed the curse. That is why we are talking what we are saying, so that we will know that we need to hold on to him. Because curse is he that is hung upon the tree. That one is the one who is called the Lord and our Savior. His name is Jesus. He is the one that we should hold on to and look unto, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that Jesus was not there as at that time. He was still the Word of God that was not yet made flesh. But still, God comes as angels and comes as a vision, comes in dream to come and talk to those who decide to leave the realm of the traditional powers and of the idol worshiping, and to break through to get to the one that is the master of the universe. Because even in the Old Testament, it was possible to reach God. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So she lied. The story went. The book of Genesis 13:1 says, and Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had. And Lot was with him. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold because of 419, which the wife joined him to do. But even though they went out with wealth, they afflicted the people that they got in contact with. While Abraham will bring blessing, Sarai brings curse to the people. Amen.
Amen.
May you not be a source of course to other people and to yourself.
Amen.
In your mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Again, hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Genesis 16, again, when she was being referred to, it was still again in a negative way. He said, now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bear him no children. That means she's capable of having children. Not bear him no child. Bear him no children. Did she have a child? I mean, if she has a child, then they should. That is why they should say, bear him no children. Abby?
Yeah.
But they say, bear him no children. That means she was capable of having children. If only she will follow life with God in the way that she should. Somehow I see her as part of the problem why Abraham could not give birth to Isaac at the proper time. They did not deal with the problem of their home. Abraham could not see Terah, the father idol worshiping, that is also could be something that is affecting Sarah. Remember, the father of Lot died even before their father Terah. Lot himself, his life was not in order. So you can be able to see the picture. Some of us in our homes, we suffer those things, either from the father, the husband family, from the mother family. Things come that we don't know where it is coming from. And because we don't look deep into our own life, we blame every other person around us. Meanwhile, our problem comes from our own life and from the inside. The Bible tells you, your enemies are people of your household. Well, it doesn't mean your great auntie or your, maybe it's you. Like Sarah, her character was not good. In my own opinion, she was a woman full of anger, very harsh, and has wrong opinion. The only good thing she does, she called the husband my lord. Well, that is your pastor's. I'm a woman. For me, it's like a pretense. You kneel down, yes ma'am, yes sir, yes sir. But you finish the man. He said, now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bear him no children. And she had an husband. Look at her mentality again. She's not crying to God that called them out. She wanted to do it again in her own way. No wonder she can lie easily. And the Bible says, whoever is a liar will be destroyed. According to the book of Proverbs 12. 17, say, he that speak truth, show forth righteousness. He said, but a false witness is deceit, is a deception, is a deceitful person, is full of lie. 22, say, lying lips are abomination to the Lord. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. He said, a lying tongue is also but for a moment. No wonder they keep catching them when they lie. Now, what? Because at the foundation of her life, the foundation of her mindset was not right, and she has not introduced into the foundation of her mind the right person and the right relationship to introduce, she keep making mistakes. She brought Agai, gave Agai to the husband Abraham, just as Eve brought the fruit and said, Adam, you must eat by fire, by thunder. And Abraham looked at Sarai, remembered when Sarai saved him from the hand of Pharaoh, because they would have killed him so that he doesn't have anything to do with his wife. So he said, she's my sister, and she covered him up. He said, okay, will this make you happy? Will this make you happy? Sarai said, no problem. Sarai said, it will make her happy. He collected the woman. His own father's house also was dealing with him then. The juju of Terah was also dealing with Abraham. Received her, before you know it, Hagar was pregnant. And when Hagar became pregnant, what did Hagar do? Hagar said, so you are the problem of our master. Look at this woman barren. So it is not Abraham. Hey, oh, Abraham, you have suffered. Oh. So it is this woman. Why Sarah will come? Agar, you know, Agar was the servant. Agar was the slave. Sarah will come. Agar. Agar will say, I beg you. I'm pregnant. You are not pregnant, though. The Bible said, because Agar was pregnant, she started despising, what is her name, Sarai. He said she despised, that is Genesis 16:4. He said, and he went in unto Agai, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Remember, we are treating Sarai. Now, what did Sarai do? And Sarai said, unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid unto thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, her was despised in her eyes. May the Lord judge between me and you. She shifted the blame and cursed Abraham. He said, the punishment of my mistake, let it be upon you. That is idol worshiping. That is the voice of the wicked one. That is the voice of the one that their heart is not true with God. They don't accept mistake. They blame other people for their own mistake, and they destroy other people for their own mistakes. She made a mistake, but she refused to accept it. She said, what I did was good. How was what she did good, please? How was it good? He said, God said, you are going to have a child. You know the promise. You are not calling on God to help you to get that promise done. You are not changing your character. You are not changing your ways of life. You are not pursuing righteousness. You decided to do it in a different way. And then after you did it, you saw that it backfired to you, because you thought if the girl is pregnant, she will respect you more and honor you more and do everything more. But it backfired on you. And then you didn't accept the blame, that if I had knew, I wouldn't have given you this girl. But you said, let the fault be on you. The heart of Sarai. When the Bible said in the book of Isaiah that we already read, 51:1-2, that we should look unto our mother. But remember, it was Abraham that he called to be blessed. The book of Peter says we should have, we will go to that book of Peter later, a chaste character. But he gave only one example. And the example is that Sarah was calling the husband Lord. No other example attached to that. But he now said, let not your appearance be of the outward appearance. Because Sarah had the outward appearance. Sarah had gold that she was wearing. And that overshadowed the inner one. But the Lord that she called the husband, not the Lord that she called God. He said, let us start from there. So that we can grow to know how to respect and honor God Almighty. Now the thing why I believe, say, Peter, they taught me that. Amen?
Amen.
Let me do quick. When did I even start, Steph? I don't even know. So it's almost 20 minutes now, I think. Praise the Lord. Now! So when she saw that Hagar was pregnant, what did she do? After she had did what she did, Abraham said, she is your servant. Now you carry and give me now. Do to her as it pleased thee. But what did she do? And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. This was a pregnant girl. Pregnant with your husband's child. And you beat the hell out of the girl. You saw more death with her, Ashley. So people, that is how their heart is. Because of the blessing that you have, which it was even through them that you had the blessing. And then because of one thing or the other, they did not pay you well. You handled them to Satan. Where is love? Not understanding their situation. Not understanding the childishness of Hagar. Hagar was a servant. You brought her and you gave her the throne. She was a servant. You took her and you gave her your palace bed. She was not used to it. So she will not know how to handle it. You were the one that you gave your God and your parent to the pig. Is it not how it is? Righteous women, you cannot give your parent to the pig. That is what the Bible said. He said, because the pig, no matter how you clean it up, it will carry that gold that you put on his nose and go and put it inside. The fault was yours, and you made the matter worse. You are not handling it. You don't even think that it was the child of your husband that was there. You decided to deal harshly. The thing that was inside her came out. Her heart was not clean. That was why she was introduced at the beginning. She was barren. It was not only because of child. She was barren in character. She was barren in understanding the things that are spiritual. She was barren in understanding the things that is of God. Barren in understanding how to get your promises that God promised you to come to pass. You can't make the promises to come to pass when you are living a life that is not right. God started affording to us, the women, that we should know the character of Sarah that causes the delay of Abraham, who God called. Maybe God has called your husband. Maybe God called people around you. How are you assisting them? How are you assisting those whom God has called for them to achieve that which God called? Because in you, helping them to achieve according to the rules of God, you will have peace and you will enjoy your own relationship with God. Not assisting them with your own mind, but assisting those whom God has called to rule over you, to be close to you. Assist them, assist their destiny according to the will of God. And that is something that was missing. We are still coming to that. That Sarah never had. Sarah never had. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So she drove the woman out. God met the woman as an angel. God said, go back and be submissive to her. Hey! Well, the servant went back and still tried, and she was submissive to, you can imagine, submissive to pain, submissive to harshness. She was pregnant. Submissive to beating. That is the way of God. When God will say, endure, he said, play your role and play it well. I will deal with that other one. Me and you, wouldn't be the submissive for waiting? After all, at the end of the day, she was still driven away. For those driven away because of her child. Sarah, at the end of the day, had a child. That is where I want to really go to, which is found in 18. I told us before that all along in the life of Abraham, because in chapter 12, chapter 13, the Bible said that Abraham built an altar, and then Abraham returned back to the place of altar which he built first and worshiped God there. There was no involvement in the spiritual life when Abraham is dealing with God. There was no involvement of Sarai. Not beside talk, that is how the Bible also said it. In the book of Genesis 18 now, there was a little difference. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Genesis 18, the Bible said that Abraham saw the people, the angels, they were coming and they ran and he went to go and meet them. When he went to go and meet them, he said, if I had found favor in your sight, come to my house and come and eat food. Let me give you water to drink. Let me give you bread to eat. Amen. And then they entered into the tent where Abraham has provided for them. Abraham asked the youth, the young people, he said, go and kill an animal. And for the first time, in dealing with spiritual things, in going to honor God together, Abraham told Sarah, he said, go and make the bread. Did you get what I just said? He said, go and make the bread. Go and cook food that we will give God to eat. Get involved into the spiritual things. Get involved into the relationship with God. Get involved into connecting to God with prayer and fasting and reading the word of God. Get involved as a man and as a woman of the home. Get involved together. It cannot be only the man. If it is only the man, there is problem. It cannot be only the woman. When it is only the woman, there is problem. He said, come, get involved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Miracle happened immediately. All along, God has been talking to Abraham. For the first time, Sarai had a promise with her own ears. Even though she laughed, she had a promise with her own ears. How did she hear the promise with her own ears? Because for the first time, she got involved in the spiritual things that concerns the promise that God has spoken concerning her. Amen?
Amen.
This is 2021. You have to get involved with the spiritual matters of your life. Because if you don't involve God into the promises, you don't involve God. He is the one that gave you the promises for 2021. He is the one that said this is the year of your awesome God and tribulation. If you don't involve him in the affairs, it cannot work out. Sarai went according to, and I like, and that was 6. Abraham entered into the tent, into unto Sarah. Remember, the name has been changed there. Unto Sarah, she's no more a princess, but the mother of nations. That is why the Bible said that she had no children. No more a child, she had no children, because she's supposed to be a mother of nations. Amen.
Amen.
And Abraham entered into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it and make cakes upon the earth. That is where I like Sarah. Anything that comes to the earthly things, she was good. She didn't actually understand that she was doing a spiritual thing here. But just as she used to get involved in coming to church and cleaning the church, just as she gets involved in distributing food in the church when we are doing celebration, just as she gets involved in opportunity to do time of refreshment in the church, or do prayer in the church, or do preaching in the church, or contribute money in the church, somehow she carried that gift, that activity. She lifted it up. And then with a heart, offered it to the right one. See, it was not just cooking for Abraham, which is a normal thing. It was not just cooking but somehow indirectly involving in the activities that she was used to, doing it with her open heart as a duty to serve my husband, something changed. Obedience is always better than complaint. To hearken is better than the fat of ram. He said, wife, submit yourself to your own husband. Submit yourself to your own husband. Submit yourself to your own husband. That even those who are not Christian, even those who don't believe, because of your submission, they will love God. Amen?
Amen.
Somehow, her submission became a spiritual thing. She gave the food to the angels and went as a traditional Nigerian woman behind the door. In the tent. We don't stay where the visitors are. I remember when you used to come, when I just my husband, how those days used to be. If visitor come, I have to be in the kitchen. Yes. So these days, now thank God I'm a pastor. So they can't drive me to the kitchen any longer. Even though I go to the kitchen to cook. They will say, where is mommy? They know I'm in the kitchen, but they want mommy. Where is mama? Ah, mama just the kitchen sis. Who go back and give her the food now? I have only boys. Ah, mama, what do we go do? Then we see, you see me and my sons and my daughters, we go into the kitchen together to bring the food. Now they miss mommy. But in those days, in those oldie days, before we became pastors, in those oldie days, 23 years ago in Austria, 22 years ago in Austria, I was in the kitchen when any of the friends come. And even when I'm sitting there and they are talking, I have to keep my mouth shut. That is the traditional way. And that was what Sarah did. So, they say, where is your wife, Sarah? Abraham said, she's behind the door. She's behind the tent in the other room. They said, for sure. The Lord said, for sure, I will visit her. And she's going to have a child. The Bible said, when that was spoken, Sarah said something. Sarah said, huh? You remember Abraham already laughed before. But we are not talking about Abraham now. Sarah said, is it possible for her to have a child, even at her old age? That you will see in the book of Genesis 18 from 11. Amen.
Amen.
And then, the angel, let us read here, hallelujah. 11, he said, now Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age, and he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am once old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? This is where Sarah missed it all along. She did it in her own power. She was walking without involving the God that gave her the promise. He said, is anything too hard for the Lord? The same word that was told to Zechariah, the father of John. Why are you looking unto God as if God cannot do it? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Even when he was referring to Sarah, he was repeating the blessing to Abraham. Then Sarah denied, Mrs. Liar, when will you break that yoke of lying in your life and you call yourself a virtuous woman? And Sarah denied, saying, I don't lie, yo. Bible says, for she was afraid. And she said, nah, I don't lie. The angel said, but you did lie and you did laugh. He said, I didn't laugh. Angel said, you did laugh. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, she had a child. And when she had a child, Abraham did circumcision for the child. Circumcised the child on the 8th day. Remember, Ishmael was first of all circumcised. So circumcision is not a Muslim thing. It came from the Jew. It came from the first time that God told Abraham
He said, I change your name, circumcise yourself and every other male child. The Bible says he circumcised himself and Ishmael. They still take it, doing it. And it comes to Christianity, we say no, that Jesus Christ has changed everything. It is not the circumcision of the heart. But the Jews are still doing it. So now we separate it, that it is for the Jews and for this. But Islam didn't separate it. Amen. And me too, I don't even, for hygiene reason, it's good to do it. I'm not trying to kind of do advertisement for it, but for the sake of hygiene, for cleanliness, it is good. Amen. So, why we are going to close now? Why Sarah, they win the child, and after winning the child, that is Genesis 21, now I've jumped. Now she has a child already. It was a day of celebration. Remember, the name was called Isaac. 21, according to what God said to Abraham before, that your wife will have a child and the name will be Genesis 21. Can you read it?
Verses what?
Yes, from verse 6. Because we already know the name from verses. Let's see what Sarah said.
And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children so? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Mm. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned.
9.
And Sarah saw the son of Agar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bound woman and her son, for the son of this bound woman shall not be here with my son. Be here with my son, even with Isaac.
11.
And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now God even gave her the promise. Her character did not leave her. She still did not forgive Hagar for despising her. Even though she has been treating Hagar harshly, and the angel said, go and submit to her. The Bible did not say that Hagar misbehaved again. The Bible said it? No, I didn't read it. But now it was a senior brother, 10 years older than the junior brother, just playing with the brother and the, using the brother to, you know how brothers they do? And that already made Sarah to get so much angry. And she doesn't care about Abraham. She doesn't care that this is the seed of Abraham. How much do we care about the Ishmael generation? Even we that we are virtuous women, how much do we care about the Ishmael generation? Have we forgotten that the Ishmael generation is a generation of Abraham? Have we forgotten that we are the one that gave Abraham Agar? Why are we treating the fruit that came out of Abraham, the fruit that came out of Abraham, which is Agar, why are we despising them today as a revenge to what they did? How much do you love those who are Islamic, who are of the other religion? They are from Ishmael. How much do you love them? Are you still treating them badly? God is waiting for us to show them love, so that those who need to be grafted to the plant of God, from them should be planted and should be grafted, so that there will be a completion of the nation of everyone that God has called. He said, God will come back again. And the book of Revelation said, there are people of a new language and of a new tongue. They were praising God from all generations of the earth, including the Ishmael. She still hated, despite the fact that she received her promise.
just sing the song, playing. They're in the kitchen. Sing the song, playing. He said, no, 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 you can't share in the inheritance. The fact is that she cannot help it because God has already promised Hagar that I will bless Ishmael because Abraham prayed that I should bless Ishmael. So there is nothing you do, they must be rich. Do you understand what I've just said? It is for us to love them so that many among them that will receive Christ need to receive Christ. What was the problem of Sarah even up to that particular time? The one that is supposed to help the prophet, which is her husband, Abraham, was already a prophet before he became Abraham. The what are you supposed to do is for the woman to walk in the spirit. Everything I have been talking, because it is when you are in the spirit that you can contain your anger as a fatuous woman. It is when you are in the spirit that your brain will be able to meditate and to think well and to think right according to the kingdom of God. According to the things of the kingdom. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. You must know and learn how to think according to the kingdom of God. Sarah lacked all those things. The book of Genesis that said that the earth was without form and void. He said the spirit of God hovered over. So you need the spirit of God to be upon the promise that God has promised you. To fasten it and to quicken it. When she was now to serve God food, Abraham said, make it quick. Hasten quickly to go and do it. Don't allow deception to come into you this time around. Don't allow doubts to come into you this time around. Use the whole, the freeness of your heart, the virtuousness in your heart. Use it to serve God now. And you will see the testimony. You will see the result. She hastened to go and do it. She did not allow any thinking to come in between. She did not allow herself to come in between. Because most of the time, we don't want to let go our anger. We don't want to let go unforgiveness. We don't want to let go our harshness. We keep dealing with people in a way that is not pleasing to God. God said, love every other person like yourself. You cannot love God when you don't love your fellow women. You can't love God. It's not possible. Until Sarah. That was why. Sarah never even know that. She know how to do my Lord. But in the spirit, the spiritual things, she was. The book of 1 Peter 3. He said, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, that also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Why they behold your chaste conversation. Sarah did not have that. Marry Hagar. Beat Hagar. Send her out. The fault is in you. Her conversation was not clean. He said, coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on an app of apparel. Sarah had everything like that. She was a very rich woman. That is why she had servants. He said, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. In that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, is of great price. And then the example that God will bring. The Bible said that Sarah was referred here. When I have my fan behind me, blowing me because I'm feeling hot. What is that? I have my nose running because I am hot and at the same time I'm cold. It's only a nausea that you have that kind of feelings in your body. Hallelujah. Anyway, they test me negative every day, so I'm not positive to coronavirus. The last time I was tested was 2 days ago, and I didn't leave the house till now that I'm coming to the church. Because every day I go to work, I am being tested, so I'm not positive. Amen. And my son went to test today, and he's negative. So no positive for our house, so I am negative. Amen. He said, But let it be the hidden man of the earth in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. This is what is in the sight of God, not the traditional things. This is in the sight of God when you are humble from the inside, when you submit to the inside, when you don't only submit to your husband, but you submit to God. When you don't only submit to your pastor, but you submit to God. Because you can't submit to God even without submitting to your pastor. You can't submit to God without submitting to your husband. It's not possible. He is the first Lord that you have. Amen. He said, for after this manner in the whole time, the only women also who trusted in God adored themselves, be in subjection unto their own husband. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do what? Do well. And are not afraid of any amazement. As long as you do what? You do well. It meaning that somebody did not do well, even though he called the husband my Lord. Stop beating Hagar. Stop treating Ishmael anyhow. Stop having the spirit of anger, of unforgiveness. Let the spirit of God dwell in you and the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God become flesh. Involve God in your situation this year. The book of Galatians 5 tells us that the fruit of the Spirit, because Sarah was barren, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, is peace, is joy, is long-suffering, is patient. Amen. Is meekness. That is the fruit of the Spirit in the book of Galatians 5:19, 20, 21. That is the fruit of the Spirit, and he said that against such there is no law. So if Sarah's character were to be good, apart from her submitting to God, then when the book of Isaiah 51 that we already read, and now we close with that, I'm sure I've used 1 hour, so that I'm not coming back to this teaching again. That is why I've used 1 hour. Hallelujah. Or maybe around that. The book of Isaiah that we read before, 51. He said, hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock where you are healed, and to the hole of the pit where you are digged. Consider your destiny. Know who is the God that created you. Know who is the God that made you in his image and in his likeness. Know who is the God that has been saving you, has been protecting you, has been helping you. He said, look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bears you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. I bet you if the character of Sarah was to be outstanding, it would have been, I called him alone. It would have been, I called him alone and I blessed him. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you hear what I just said? I called him, yes, but I blessed him. There would have been something that would have involved her in that promise. And Peter says, let your conversation, the way you talk, your judgment be clean, be pure. Stop beating your anger. Stop driving the Ishmael away into the wilderness. Ishmael got to the wilderness. The child would have died. Don't kill other people's children because you're trying to protect your own. That was what Sarah did. That was her judgment. She didn't care what will happen. And she didn't care that that was Abraham's son. She drove them out of the house. The thing grieved the husband, Abraham. Some people, you are married, you didn't have child, but unfortunately for some reason, your husband have child outside. Why despising that child? Love that child. It was not the fault of the child that your husband slept with that woman. It was not the fault of the child. Why are you, woman, now treating that child badly? We have such things in our society, and then we don't know where our problem comes from. Sarah missed a lot of good recommendation and good things that would have been spoken. Even in the book of Galatians 4, when the Bible was talking about how Sarah had a child, it was the conviction of Abraham that still brought Isaac out. Not that of Sarah. It was a conviction. The Bible said Abraham did not consider himself being old, not the deadness of the womb of Sarah. It was not Sarah's faith that brought about Isaac. It was a relationship that Abraham had with God. And Abraham believing God to the last extent. What am I saying, men? Men are not here. I know they will hear me from the internet. And even women, if your husband is the one that does not have faith, let your faith be strong to overpower the doubt of your partner so that that promise will still come. When you follow your partner in the spirit of doubt, the promise will not come. Until Abraham was able to pass that barricade that comes from Sarah, was able to break through the doubt, the fear, the lying, the deception, that Sarah cannot even stop him once and say, no, my husband, this is not right. Anything that is the judgment that is a wrong judgment for the whole, Sarah is agreeing. At times it's like that. It could be our husband. That when the judgment is wrong, that is when they will say yes. When the judgment is the one that is right, that will benefit your relationship with God, your husband might be against it. Break through it. Break through it. So that the promises of God for your home and for your life will come to pass. Abraham broke through the doubt that was in Sarah. Abraham broke through the lie that was in Sarah. Abraham broke through the harshness that was in Sarah. Remember, Sarah was his sister. Which kind of sister be that one? That was what the book of Galatians said. It was Abraham. No wonder God said, you are blessed with faithful Abraham. I hope we all understand what we are talking about and that we have been able to gather some things. Work out your character. The book of Romans 4 was what was I saying. Was I saying Galatians?
Yeah, Galatians
4. Don't mind me, I said it's Romans 4. Romans 4. Romans 4, I just said now, but I've been mentioning Galatians, I think. It was not Galatians, it's Romans 4. Praise the Lord. Where he talked about this thing. He said, from 17, he said, Abraham, who against all believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall that seed be. And be not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded. He allowed God to persuade him. He allowed God to bring him out of doubt. That is what you should do. So when God said, follow Sarah, your mother, only follow where she was bowing down and submitting to her own husband. But in the relationship with God, follow Abraham. Do you hear me? Because Sarah did not follow the right thing there. So that delayed the promise of God for their life. May the Lord help us as virtuous women. That as we go in with God, even starting now with prayer, that God will help us this year, that we will not be the one that will hinder the fulfillment of our own promises. We will not be the one that will hinder the blessings or delay the blessings of God for our life. That we will be transformed in the renewing of our mind. According to the book of Romans 12, we will be transformed and we will conform our mind to the things of God and not to the things of the world and not to the things of tradition. We will not use tradition to block the love of God and the promises of God. We will make our hearts this year to be open to love that we can. That does not mean we shouldn't be careful, but don't act harshly. Don't act in a spirit of unforgiveness. Don't act in a spirit of envy. All these things were found in Sarah, and she delayed her own blessing. After she received the promise, she was still harsh, and she pushed the descendant of Abraham, and she was the auntie of that child, pushed Ishmael to the bush, said, go and die there. God visited Ishmael and raised Ishmael up. You can't clear them out of the way. And the reason is because God wants us to love them. I've said it before, I've said it again. Love them and try as much as possible to reach out to them with the love of God. The mistake of Sarah must not be repeated in our life. We, the virtuous women of today. May the Lord bless His word. Let us open our mouth and just tell God, hallelujah, yes. We can celebrate God, we can celebrate Jesus. Open our mouth. We just have 2-3 prayers to pray. Let's say, Father, thank you for your word. It was a long one by your spirit. Father God, we say thank you for that which you have taught us. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the adoration. Rasotolo bakakotare bahide. Rabakakokotolo bakakatere yahanda. Rakwekesete. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for your word that we have heard, for the truth that you have exposed unto us, even through the life of Sarah. For those things that you want us to learn in the life of Sarah, and for those things that you want us not to do in the life of Sarah. Father God, we say thank you. Jehovah God, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Father, any evil of my father's house or evil of my mother's house that is causing delay in my relationship with you, that is blocking my relationship with God Almighty, break out of my life. I cut you out of my life. Open your mouth and pray prayers. Make it to the book of Taragaya. Ire masanda le kokotoraba. Reka kasende reka kudaregadia. We saw that the generational curse of the house of terror was what was following Sarah. And because of that, Sarah could not connect to God well. Even to the end, Sarah could not connect to God well. Omakande reba bayaha. And she was supposed to have children, but she had only one. Because even when Abraham, after the death of Sarah, the Bible said that Abraham married Keturah, with some theologians said it was still the same woman, the mother of Ishmael, that he married again in the name of Keturah. I don't know if it is true. But Father, through Keturah, Abraham gave birth to many more children, minimum 5 children. This were to be the children of Sarah. But because Sarah was under curse, Sarah was under the bad side, she inherited the bad side of her father. She could not connect to you. So my Father, my God, this is 2021. Whatever will not make me to connect to you well, whatever will not make me to have a good relationship with you well in this 2021, my Father, my God, cut that out of my life. Cut that out of my life. Cut that out of my life. Any character in me, any behavior in me that will not make my life to be smooth with you this year. My Father, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, it is your word that said that whatever you have not planted in my life will be uprooted. So, Father God, I pray, Jesus, makarebo shetelia ha, eneka gogotone gagaria ha, ribaka kwa gagasende leke keteria, in your mighty name, oh Jesus, from my father family, from my mother family, whatever you have not planted, whatever you have not put in me, whatever will not enhance or promote the destiny that you have given me, my Father, my God, I decree that such evil be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted out of my life. In your mighty name, oh Jesus, we are praying also for the virtuous women of anointed of God ministry. Whatever is the hand of the devil, that which is caused by the hand of the devil, that which is caused by the hand of darkness, that which has entered the life of the women of this ministry, from your father family or from your mother family, that will not make your relationship with God this year to be smooth, I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of God, cut off, be 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 uprooted, be uprooted, be removed, be removed, be cut off, be cut off, be cut off, be uprooted, be removed, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this is the first Bible study I'm prayer meeting that we have. And the resata lagogoda. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, I release the women of anointing of God ministries unto your care. Every one of us that is here, those that are at home, those that are doing their business, those that are around the whole world, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, that we should not make our relationship with you this year to be smooth and to be well, be removed out of our life and be replaced with the right things, be replaced with the right mind, be replaced with the good things. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, every evil character in our life, Father, uproot it and let the rightful behavior and the rightful character to be in us, so that we can be new good wives, so that we can be good mothers, so that we can be good women in the society. He drop mighty name on Jesus. Le pora senda langagadia rakwe keke se tereboko sua and the reboko koshara bagadia ile makande reboko sondo legadia rabaka kwa kaka kasa talegadia. In Jesus then we pray. Amen. The Bible said a lying spirit is an abomination to God. Everything that represents lie in my life, everything that represents lying in this ministry, everything that represents lying that has hidden in the body of Christ, that will not make the church of God to work strong, that will not make our hearts to be open to the Ishmaelites of our generation, Father God, that spirit of lie, die. That spirit of lie, die. Whatever will make my prayers to be an abomination unto you, it is like praying the same prayer in a different way. Whatever will make my prayer to be an abomination unto you, Father, let that thing be uprooted. Any kind of sin, Father, uproot. Any kind of behavior, Father, uproot. Any kind of relationship that does not make your grace to be seen and your grace to proclaim the greatness of your name, even through my life, Father, whatever it is that is not right, be removed. Open your mouth, start praying prayers. Father God, I don't want to be an abomination. I don't want my lips to be an abomination, because you said lying lips are abomination unto you. You said he that speaketh not the truth, who that speaketh not the truth, who the one that bears false witness, the deceitful tongue, hey, is even that one shall be cut short. Oh my Father, my God, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, make my lips to be right. Make my lips to be the lips of truth. Make my lips to be the lips of truth. By your word be in me, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, let your word be in me. Let your truth be in me. Let your truth reside in the women of this ministry. Let your truth reside in the life of the women around the whole world, so that lying will not be part of us. So that lying will not be part of us. Every kind of spirit of liar. I remember when one woman said the other day, she said, there is no one that does not lie. Haraka sotalebaya. Making lie to become something that is part and parcel of life. But that is the lie of the devil. My Father, my God, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Every form of deception in the body of Christ. Every form of deception in the body of Christ. My Father, my God, you are the God that has the power to uproot them. Father, uproot them and remove them. Father, uproot them and remove them. Father, uproot them and remove them. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, remove deception, remove lie. Anything that will make our life to be an abomination unto you, whatever will make our life to be an abomination unto you, Father God, remove those things from our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Spirit of God, help me. This year 2021, Spirit of God, help me. Open your mouth and pray prayers. La kadora baka kokoto, la karabaka sande leke kekete, irabaka swanda leke kekesia, la kederebo kokokoso, na kandareba kansanda leka he. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. Without your help, I can be nothing. Without your presence, I can do nothing. Holy Spirit of God, as you help Abraham, so that that which you promised unto Abraham can be fulfilled. Despite the deceitfulness of Sarah, despite Sarah laughing and not believing, Oma Hechane Kende Riahu, Ereba Gagaga Senda Leko Kokoto, Riba Gasa Tele Gogodeya, Father God, everything that Kende Rebo Swanda Lekedeya, that will make my life to be full of your joy of salvation, to be full of your well of salvation, to be full of the blessings of salvation, Oma Hida Reyaha, even upon the women of this ministry, My Father, my God, by your Spirit, help me to accompany those things. Help me to own those things. Help me to have those things. In your mighty name, oh Jesus. Father God, let your presence, the presence of the Holy Ghost, the presence of your very self, be in this ministry, be in our life, be in the life of the women. Holy Spirit of God, take over my life, take over the life of the women of this ministry. Holy Spirit of God, help the women around the world, help the women in the kingdom. Holy Spirit of God, help us to reach out to the Ishmaelite of our generation. Help us not to hate or to drive out as an outcast the Ishmaelite, but let us as a body be able to extend love to the Ishmaelites that are living in this generation, because they are also the seed of Abraham. They are also the seed of Abraham, and according to your word, you said, because of Abraham you have blessed them and they remain a great nation. And actually we witness it today that they are a great nation. My Father, my God, let the heart of the body of Christ, let the heart of the generation of Isaac, the generation of Jacob, Father God, let the heart, our heart, be open to the Israelite, be open to the Ishmaelite, be open to the Ishmaelite, that we can be able to talk to them. Father, bless everyone that are already on the mission. Bless everyone that has been exposing your gospel, that has been speaking your gospel to the Ishmaelite. Father, be with them and bless them. And God, use us in this society, use us in this Austria, use us, Father God, to start reaching out to the Ishmaelites in this area, to start reaching out to the Ishmaelites in this area, to the Ishmaelites in Tirol, so that your name will be glorified and your kingdom be expanded and enlarged and your kingdom be magnified in your mighty name, oh Jesus. La hetara bagadi, rikwa sanda la paka kateria. Father God, la kotora bahidia. Mahereke gegege seterebo kosoto. Alekanderia hiaha. I decree the love of God upon your life. I decree the love of God in your home. I speak understanding, understanding into your mind as a virtuous woman. Understanding of the things of God. You will connect well to God. You will connect well with God. In your mighty name, oh Jesus. You will connect well to God and you will connect with God. In your mighty name, oh Jesus, every virtuous woman listening to the sound of my voice, listening to God through me, the hand of God rest upon you. The hand of God rest upon you, that you will be a strong evangelist. You will be a woman of virtuous indeed. You will be a woman who has the love of God in her heart. You will be a woman who will deal with the anger around you with love. You will be with a woman who will deal with Ishmael with love. In your mighty name, oh Jesus. And you will honor your husband like Sarah. You are from today onward, I decree that grace be upon you as a virtuous woman. Be upon us as virtuous women. That we submit to our husband and see them as Lord. And see them and honor them. In your mighty name, oh Jesus. That grace to support ourselves. That grace to lift up ourselves, so that the kingdom of God will be strong, so that the kingdom of God will not be shaken. I decree that that grace be upon us as virtuous women. In your mighty name, oh Jesus. Father, we give you the glory. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We magnify you, Jehovah God. We magnify you, Jehovah God. We thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Sister Shelley, what can I close prayer? So I'm asking one of my daughters to come and just speak a word of prayer unto us. Hallelujah. And we are going home. God is faithful.
Father, Lord, we thank you for
thank
this
you, Lord Jesus.
Opportunity to be here today. We thank you because 2020 was a year that we could not even say of things of. But we thank God that your grace have kept us up to this moment. We thank you, God, for being with us. We thank you for your protection. Some are not alive up to this moment. Some woke up this morning, but they are not more. Father, Lord, we thank you for your protection and your grace upon our life. We say be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, as we'll be stepping into this year, give us the wisdom and understanding to proclaim your word, to be able to love more. to be able to walk in your ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Father, that as we in the anointing of God ministry, we pray for more grace to serve you better.
Amen.
To serve you better, to speak of your word, to speak of your truth in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray that you grace mommy, you give her more grace and strength to uphold her in every activities of the word of God, so that we the members will be able to enjoy this mercy and the grace you have given to her as the leader of this church in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, Lord, the anointing of God, virtuous woman, we pray that will be an embodiment of God in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Give us the grace to be able to serve you better this
yes,
year
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. For surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of God forever and ever. Amen. 2021, my year of awesome God and jubilation. Jehovah God is the awesome God. Therefore, I jubilate with gladness in Him, for He has blessed us exceedingly by His Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Three hallelujah. 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 Amen. God bless you. Amen.